In the book Culture Code by Daniel Coyle, he shares insight into the high-performing groups, companies, and individuals, and at the same time destroys some myths that we think is what got them there. The truth is we all think certain people or groups or companies or businesses are successful because, well, they got some breaks and things were just easier for them. But the truth is far from it, and it might surprise you and encourage you. It might encourage you to know the difference. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer, Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Hope you're doing well. It's been a good week so far. It's been a good week. It has been a phenomenal week. Hey, the Bears, they're doing phenomenal. They are good to go, ready to rock with the draft. Phenomenal wide receiver, a new offensive lineman, and on top of it, the creme de la creme, the cherry on the top, Aaron Rodgers is now a Jet. Say it with me, people. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Okay, sorry, if you're a Packers fan, I'm not sorry. I'll just be honest with you, I'm not sorry. Look, it has been a long time for us Bears fans, so give me a break. I'm rubbing salt in the wound, and you do the same if you were a bitter Bears fan like me. So, anyway, what are we doing today? Oh, yeah. TDAGiantSlayer@gmail.com. You can email me your thoughts about how much you hate the Bears. Love to hear from you. Or your ideas, thoughts about other podcasts or questions. And we're brought to you by The Packers Suck. No, I'm sorry. I know we have a lot of Wisconsin listeners. I'm sorry. I'm just really happy. We're brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. PackersSuck.com. Sorry. Okay. You probably turned the podcast off by now. I hope not. Also, our Mingle Mate Mary podcast for this week is up. 33 minutes of stuff that will help you in any relationship. I promise you. Like, let's say there's a podcaster who's on your nerves talking about a certain team and you need help in that relationship. Mingle Mate Mary podcast on all your podcast venues. Check it out. All right. Let's jump into this seriously. In the book Culture Code by Daniel Coyle, he shares insight into the high-performing groups, companies, individuals, and at the same time destroys some of the myths that we think got them there. One myth is that those who succeed greater than others, they have better ideas, or they're smarter, or they get more breaks, and it's just not the case. And in fact, when we look specifically at groups and their success over and over again, they share one thing at the top of the list that's common in all. They take average ideas and simply make them better. They spend very, if any, time focusing on what won't work or picking apart subpar ideas or projects and insert. In fact, they ask themselves, how can we just simply make this better? Don't get me wrong. They don't deny the problems. They don't deny things that are bad or working against them, but they also don't dwell on them. And more to the point, when a team member seems to be struggling, they don't waste time continually pointing out what they are doing wrong, but again, focus on how to make that person better. Now, let's apply this in today's world as followers of Jesus. Hebrews 10, 24, 25, let us consider how to spur one another on to love and good deeds. Let us not neglect meeting together, as some have made a habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. The word there, encourage, is interesting. It means, look at the evidence that says otherwise. So what does that mean? I mean, you might not behaving in a certain way that doesn't line up to Christ's standards, but I want to show you the evidence otherwise, meaning I want to show you the evidence that you can, show you the evidence of who you are. Now, the interesting thing is that the verse beforehand says spur, which is to point out that which might actually bother you or bug you, irritate you, because I'm calling you on your stuff, but then I encourage you. Look, it's easy to point out what people do wrong, and even if we do it with well intentions and we do it kindly, it can still sting. But the key here is that we then encourage. We point out who they are in Christ, what they have going in their favor as followers of Jesus. Look, when I was a freshman, I went to a private school, but I wanted to go to the high school football game all my friends went to, and these are the friends that I grew up with going to school, I mean, from grade school all the way through middle school. Now, they all went off to Madison East High School, and I was going to a private school. I hadn't seen them for about 5-6 months, so before the game on Friday night, I picked out some cool clothes to wear. I was in my room, I was dressed, and my sister walked in. She knew what was going on and told me my outfit looked horrible. And she did it kindly and in love. She also wanted me to look cool because she was still in school there. She was a senior, and I was a freshman going at a different school. So she picked out an outfit for me, and then before I could object, showed me almost the exact same outfit in a GQ magazine. And I realized, yeah, I look like a dork. And she did not want me to look like a dork. She wanted, you know, what was best for me, and she knew that this was what I was shooting for. And to be totally honest, I still to this day remember walking down to Warner Park where Madison East played that night, and I had all the confidence in the world of how I looked. I was a freshman. I was doofus looking as a guy, geeky, acne, greasy hair, but the way I was dressed, wow, it was beyond what I had expected. So here's the deal. I had a sister who loved me, wanted best for me. She pointed out what wasn't working, and then pointed to what I could look like, and then helped me dress appropriately. Be that person. Be the person who others want to be around because you are honest with them. But also give them a picture of who they are in Christ. Be the man of God, the woman of God, and call them out as the man or the woman of God. Simply put, spur and encourage. Just like Jesus does to us and our hearts, spirits, minds, do that to one another as the body of Christ. Heck, do that to those who aren't even in the body of Christ, and you'll see amazing things happen in your life, your work, your teams, and your church. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.